Welcome to the Insurance Stream. I'm your host, Abe Bowling. Good to be with you today. It's Friday, April 5th, 2024. We're already plowing into this year. It's crazy. It seems like it was just New Year's. We were just talking about 2023 and review and all that stuff, but here we are. Today we're talking about how to use a power dialer because we're continuing on with our series of how to efficiently cold call, how to come up with the perfect cold call script. This ties in with all of that, and we're tying this back again to episode 238. If you haven't checked that out, you need to go check out how to hire a telemarketer for $3 an hour with 15 guaranteed leads per week. That is crazy. Today's episode is sponsored by Capital Premium Finance. I don't even know why we do business with any other finance company in the insurance industry, because Capital just does it better. You can earn more overrides, get better service if you're looking to grow your agency's revenue. If you are looking for better service, if you're spending way too much time on cancellations, let me tell you, I've been doing this for 15 years, and I've never seen a company that does things the way that Capital Premium Financing does. If you're not using them for your E&S agency bill stuff, you need to be. Go to theinsurancestream.com, click on services for your agency, click on premium financing. You'll be able to see all sorts of testimonials, what Capital is good at, and then call and talk to them, because I promise you, you will like them better than whatever you are doing right now. Thank you, Capital, for the sponsorship for today's podcast. We appreciate it a bunch. Again, theinsurancestream.com, services for your agency, and premium financing, rather. Okay, so on today's daily insurance meditation, we're talking about how to use a power dialer. I have a couple of different power dialers that I use. I'm not sure if I'm going to keep using both. I know for sure one of them I'm going to keep using, and we're going to talk about that. So I use Phone Burner. Phone Burner is my preferred personal one. It's super cool because you can get in there. I think it's like $179 a month. But again, just to recap here, so far in the month of April, we got data from the first 3 days, $80,000 in closed business here at our agency from cold calling. No other source, no other lead source, just cold calling, $80,000. And all of these leads came off of Phone Burner. And I'll tell you where we get the leads from to import into Phone Burner here in a minute. But the cool thing is with Phone Burner is you can go in, you got dial sessions. So you got your voicemail library. So whenever you press a button, it just leaves a voicemail. I mean, you can literally blow through a call a minute, easy. Maybe a call every 45 or 50 seconds. And it sends out an email. So you got your email library. And then you have these buttons to press at the bottom. So on my buttons, I can tell you exactly which it is. I'm going to go over here to my dispositions. So I've got the cold calls. And inside of the cold calls, I have four buttons. There is a button for not interested, because that happens, right? Interested. So they're interested, but, you know, they need follow-up. Number three is no answer. So we'd leave a voicemail and then it automatically sends an email. And number four is follow up at renewal. So I talk to the person. They're like, you know what? I renew in October. You're welcome to call me halfway through September. Or, you know, I guess for October, depending on when it is, you'd want to like 6 week lead time when you're calling. So, you know, follow up at renewal. So we'll find out when the renewal is. We'll put it in the agency management system, task it out for 6 weeks before the renewal date so we can call. But then it sends out an email and says, hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We're going to call you at your renewal. If you need anything in the meantime, let us know. But again, you know, I'm not spending time crafting an email for everybody that I talk to. It's already crafted. It's already in the library. It just depends on which scenario, depends on which button I push. And then if I leave a voicemail, I don't have to, you know, regurgitate the same information and waste 45 seconds leaving a voicemail talking every single time. I can just hit the button and then move on to the next call. So it's a super, super efficient way to do it with Phone Burner. Now, our VAs, because we talked about yesterday about how to efficiently cold call with your virtual assistant telemarketers and yourself. There's two aspects that you got to do. The VAs call the smaller folks. You will call the larger folks. And, you know, so the VAs that we have, we're trying out this one called Sales Pipe. Sales Pipe is a little bit different of a model. They call, you know, multiple businesses at the same time. They drop off the calls that don't answer. They get the one that does. And then your virtual assistant is able to talk. There's also a calendar inside there so that they can click one click and set, you know, a time for your agent to call back. And, you know, so it pops up on a shared calendar. It's a really, really handy way to do things, and it's kind of streamlines it all across. The weird part is this one is much cheaper, but then it also charges per call. So it's like, you know, about a penny or two a call. So, you know, it makes it to where it's a little bit different of a model, but it you know, we're going to see. We're still trying it out. Sales Pipe, PYPE, that is the one that the virtual assistants are using. So again, you know, you get a couple of different of these things. Go and see which one you like. See which one works efficiently. I don't think Sales Pipe leaves voicemails. So for your larger folks that you're elephant hunting, as I call it, you probably would want to use something more like Phone Burner. That does not have nickel and dime charges, by the way. It's one flat fee for as many phone calls as you can pump out with one seat in a month. So it seems to be a pretty good way of doing it. But again, we'll see at the end of a month or two how Sales Pipe does, because we're piloting this program with the virtual assistant, so we'll have to follow up on an episode with that. With the information that we pull in, we use Data Axle or Sales Genie. So you can go to salesgenie.com. It is now owned by Data Axle. Used to just be Sales Genie. You can get in there. You can search by SIC code. You can search by employer size, revenue size, employee size. You can even search how much they pay for their insurance for business to business. They do have some business to consumer lists that are in there. They got all sorts of different ways that you can get leads, and you can export them, and then you can put them into your phone burner or your Sales Pipe or whatever power dialer you're using. You can upload them to there and just call through the list extremely efficiently. So you need a data source. Data Axle, Sales Genie, that's fine. Trained telemarketers, they also have a database that's like $60 a month, very, very affordable. But you need to be able to download this data. You need to be able to upload it to your power dialer system. And then you need to be able to go, go, go and dial, dial, dial. This has been your daily insurance meditation.